You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michalician here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We started the show. We started the show off with Angelo Badalamenti and Frank from the Blue Velvet soundtrack, Moon Duo with New Dawn from Occult Architecture Volume 2, and Richard LaSalle with Messenger from Space Telepathy and Force Field Fight Number 2 from the soundtrack to Land of the Giants, one of an Irwin Allen show, Lost in Space, Time Tunnel. Soundtracks have been thankfully released by La La Land Records, and I've been picking them up as they come out. And I just love this old CBS sound. Bernard Herrmann did a bunch of music before he was picked up by Alfred Hitchcock, and most of it was collected on two volumes called Bernard Herrmann at CBS. There was like the Western Suites and the Americana Suite. The one that was left off was the Outer Space Suite, which was included on the Twilight Zone 40th Anniversary box set, which I also have. Not with me, though. I was just talking to David here about my hard drive problems that happened late last year, where I pretty much lost everything. There's 15 years worth of family photos on there, which is probably the worst thing that might be gone forever. The way that they make these high-density hard drives is they seal them with helium inside to decrease drag and make file access faster. When there's a mechanical failure, they can get the disk out, but the disk is made to work in a helium environment, not an oxygen environment. So getting the disk back into a hard drive is one thing, but getting it with less resistance because of the atmosphere inside is a completely different thing. So I will get to keep my hard drive, and in case technology changes, I might be able to get my photos back in the distant future. Right now, my laptop is in there, and hopefully they can get some stuff through file recovery. And if that happens, I'll be one happy camper. The downside, though, is that all of the music in my music room that I've ripped over the last, I'll say, decade, I'm going to have to start from scratch. And I'm actually excited about that, taking just blocks of CDs out of my music room into my what's going to be my computer room, which is right next to my music room. And my computer is going to be fast enough that I can multitask. So rip CDs here while I'm making art and video stuff here. I can go across the hall to my studio, record some music while stuff is ripping, and just go back and forth. And I'm excited for that to happen, but it's just a lot of waiting right now. I'm completely exhausted. I have this problem when I know I have to get up early in the morning to do something that is not a part of my regular routine. I get anxious about how much time I actually have. I was interviewed on Global and CJOB today for Hot Sauce Day. Apparently it's a thing. Witch Police, Sam from Witch Police got in touch with me and asked if I would come down, and then I was invited onto radio, so I did one, then the other, and it's not far from my house. I left my house thinking I'd hit rush hour at around 8 o'clock in the morning, and I arrived at Global / CJOB at like 10 after 8, and then I just had to wait there for the show to start, and it was awesome. It was super, super fun. Still waiting for some sales to come from that. Or maybe this weekend I'll sell some hot sauce. But it's been an exciting couple of days. There's lots that has been happening. Most good, some not so good. Another good thing that's happened was that my probate for executing my dad's will finally came in, which is great. It means that everything that's coming up in the next few weeks is going to go off without a hitch. But there's always a but. This one is just a nostalgic one. My childhood home is sold and being taken possession of on February 2nd. So I've got a week and a half left to get the last of what I need out of there, maybe take one more bath in my childhood bathtub with a good hot water tank before I lose this house that's been a part of my life for about 40 years. And I'm so happy for the family that's moving in. I got to meet them. Their bedroom is going to be my parents' bedroom. Their firstborn is getting my old room, and their secondborn that's on the way is getting my sister's room. And they're going to host parties with a wet bar downstairs and enjoy fires in the fireplace. It's just the next chapter, but it kind of is getting to me a little bit, because this house should have been sold forever ago while my dad was still alive, but I dragged my ass because I was sad and scared and nervous and lazy. And then it's all come and done. 2026 is going to be an interesting year. I'm starting it fresh with no parents, no partner, a new outlook, which I'm proud of myself for sticking to, even though it's been less than a month. But the times we're living in also feel like pretty accelerated. Everything that's going on in the world. Honestly, with this whole bunker being built next to the White House, I think that he's eventually just going to lose his mind, push the button, and we're going to be living in fallout. And Canada, we're close. And there's nothing we can do. That being said, not having a ton of music here with my hard drive, I had to be a little bit more selective. So we're going to be hearing some things from the same collection. Not that you care. But I did bring some things that I haven't played in a very long time, like the soundtrack to Nature Walkabout by Sven Liebeck. Liebeck? The guy who did a lot of the music that a lot of people recognize from Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, the stuff that sounds like the Jacques Cousteau music. That was done by Sven Liebeck for the documentary series Inner Space, an underwater documentary that came out of Australia, and it's very very distinct, very of its time sound. Nature Walkabout, completely different kind of movie. We're going to be hearing music from that soundtrack as well. I've been listening to some Flaming Lips recently. And one of my favorite eras of the Flaming Lips is the embryonic Peace Sword Terror suite. And today I brought the Terror with me, and I want to hear some Terror. I haven't picked what song I want yet, but we're going to get to it right now in the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelish. And I'm going to get some water too, because I'm sounding a little dry.
smart. You're trying to get ahead. You're playing with my heart. Between the lines are red. I got to cut you down and make you hang around.
You're listening to the wonderful... You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan in stereo on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was How to Destroy Angels by Coil, Detroit Emeralds with You're Getting Too Smart, and the Flaming Lips with Look, the Sun is Rising from their album The Terror. I was following the Flaming Lips subreddit on Reddit, and recently Stephen Drozd, after 31 years with the Flaming Lips, has separated with the band. You know that saying, love the band, hate the fans? My God, why I left the forum. He left the band. His daughter ran away from home while they were on tour. There was some trouble that he had to deal with. They found her, and he realized that he's on the road all the time, and he wanted to spend more time with his family. And apparently that didn't sit well with the Flaming Lips, who, after 40 years as a band, this is a business. So they parted ways, and there was a ton of speculation. Wayne came out with something, Stephen came out with something, other band members all threw in their two cents. But the fans, my God, I'm never going to listen to this band again. Stephen was the band. Wayne is a dick. It's a band, man. And I understand that some bands could be your life. But in the end, they're all just people making music. Some of them have families. Some of them have other jobs. Some of them just don't care anymore. But my God, was my feed annoying. So I got rid of it. I got rid of that subreddit. It's just like muting that person who posts way too much on your social media. You have control over what you see. It's just discipline and knowing where to click. I found this patch. This is such a simple patch on the Pluto. This is the thing that I bring all the time because it's super, super small, fits into my suitcase, and it's a... It looks limited, but it does so much, especially paired with a pedal. I brought a random... I just grabbed one of the two alter pedals that I had. I didn't know if it was the X or the Y. And I found this algorithm and I tweaked some knobs. And this just sounds so saturated and thick and beautiful. And this is what it sounds like without the effect. Which sounds amazing. But let's turn this up. I wish I had a proper recorder here, but I did take about a minute of that during the How to Destroy Angels piece with some of the beautiful lights, and I'm going to share it to my Instagram account. You can always follow me on Instagram at Patrick Michael something. I share my art, I share my music, I share what I'm up to on my account, and you can give it a follow and a like and a hello. And when I get my computer back, the art will break that levy. It's 5 minutes to one, which means it is almost time for our compulsory can. I'm going to play around with this for a little bit, and the next thing you hear is going to be something off of the album Landed. You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan on CKUW 95.9 FM. Stay tuned.
Thank you.